This is a recording of a sermon given at the First Unitarian Church of St. Louis.
One day, I was walking around in the park, just going on a normal stroll on a normal day, until my phone rang and my life was forever changed. I looked at my phone and it said, "Arthur, my older brother." I answered it and he said, "Hey, Rose." And then he said, "Jana's pregnant." And I just stopped right there where I was in the park, and I understood that from that point on until the baby would be born, I would be waiting. We are now in the season of Advent, which in the Christian calendar is also the time of waiting for the baby. But for Christians, it's not just any birth they're celebrating, it's the birth of their God. And this is one of the most beautiful things about Christianity. Because in Christianity, their God is birthable. Their God is human. In Judaism and Islam, God has no likeness to humanity, but in Christianity, God took on human form in solidarity with us. For Christians, this means that their God has a human body, and their God knows about how painful and beautiful it is to live a human life. And this should not be so foreign to us, because if we were to use the word God, we would locate God in humanity. We too say that it makes sense to see God in the human form. We too feel that our bodies are sacred, and we see the divinity in our beautiful and painful lives. So for us, this Christmas story about the birth of a Redeemer is the story of all babies being born, because for us, all people are redeemers, and the birth of any person is so unbelievable that it could drive us to our knees. As Christians wait for the birth of their God and we honor the birth of all babies, the entire earth is waiting to be reborn come spring. And this is the natural cycle. This is the midnight of the year. Even the animals and fish are still. They are resting up to begin anew come spring with their eyes squinting in the brightness. But for now, no birthing can happen. We have to wait. It's not time yet. It is in the midnight hour like this that we get in touch with the light. Because this is a spacious, important time when the mind stills, when our anticipation builds, and our imagination expands. Now is the time to be awake in this depth of midnight, setting intentions as we wait to be called out into the world by light. It was in the waiting that I was able to set my intentions as an aunt. It was in the waiting that I had the space to dream about a life with my niece, to imagine all the ways that my light could call her out into the world. And I waited so long for my niece to be born. Her due date was January 5th, so last year at this time, I knew that she was coming. I went to my parents' house for Christmas, and we all waited together. Christmas came and went, the 28th, January 1st, January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and in the darkness of the night of January 4th, my mom came into my room and said, "There's something that I would like to share with you in the kitchen." And my heart leapt. I thought, we're all going to gather together in a communal space to try on together the new knowledge that a baby has been born. And I ran downstairs, and there was my mom in the kitchen waiting expectantly for me. And she said, Rose, I've called you down here because I wanted to show you how I sprout the mung beans by pouring water over them in this special sieve. And I remember thinking, what? Don't you know I'm in a fragile state in which waiting for the baby takes all of my strength? I was waiting so hard for that baby that every little movement was news of labor. But she unknowingly wanted me to see another birth, the birth of the mung beans as they reached for the light. We finally got the call on January 5th that she was in labor. And then a day later, a photo of my niece on my brother's chest, all weird and squishy, but alive and breathing, her eyes squinting at the brightness. My mom and dad and I gathered around the phone like the animals and shepherds that gathered around Jesus' cradle. And we listened to my brother's account of what she was like. And all that we had anticipated was realized. And this is how it can be for us come spring. But not yet. Now is a time for us to imagine what we want to birth come spring. Now is a time to set intentions, to lie awake in the midnight hours and dream about a life we want to live, to imagine all the ways that the light could call us out into the world. Amen.
You have been listening to a sermon recorded at the First Unitarian Church of St. Louis.